Biter and Shas. We are in Bava Comment of Zion, picking up on Vavam Beis by the bottom of the page. 2, 4, 6, 7 lines up from the bottom. Next part, not next part, but continuation of what we're dealing with yesterday, Rabbi Akiva. So we had said in the Mishnah that you have to pay L'shalem Tashlumi Nezek. We had a machlokes about from whose value do you pay. So just a little quick from yesterday, a little bit up from the Gemara, it says Tanur Banan, Mate of Sadeo, Mate of Carmel Yishalem, Mate of Sadeo Shel Nizak, Mate of Carmel Shel Nizak, Divrei Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel says it goes according to the value of the one who got damaged. And we keep Omer, Lo Ba Kosev Ela Ligbos L'Nizak in Mina Idis, the Kavachomer Lehektish. That is, you take from the one who damaged, and kal v'chomer lehektish. Now the question is, what does that mean, kal v'chomer lehektish? We're going to jump to that right now. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Akiva omer, lo b'kosav eligbos l'nizakim min ha'idis. The pasuk is going to tell you that the Beis Din can only take the damages from the damager's idis, from his best stuff, v'kal v'chomer lehektish, and certainly from hektish. My kal v'chomer lehektish. What does that mean? If you want to say that we're talking about a case of where you have a regular Torah didan means our Torah, our shore, meaning one that's not hektish, one that is chulin. A regular shore goes and gores a one of hektish, and it's coming to tell us that it goes according to Edis. Well, that can't be because shore ehu amarachmana. The pasuk says you're only mechayev if he goes and he gores the shore of his friend. And this is not of the friend, this is of Hektish, Velo Shor Shel Hektish. So Rabbi Akiva is not talking about that case. Ella Omer Hare Alai Mane Lebede Kabayis. This is not talking about a case of Mazik, of the Zikin. Somebody says, it is upon me, I take upon myself to give a money, which is 100 zuz, to the Bedek HaBayis. That's what's the fund that's used in order to take care of the Beis HaMikdash. Da'asi Gizwar V'shakal Me'idis. Then that is coming to teach you that the Gizwar comes along and they're allowed to take from Idis. That's from the best property of the guy's stuff. Says Gemara, Loye Ela Balchov. Says, what do you mean? Why would you take from me this? This person is just considered like a balchov, like somebody who owes money to someone else. Beep, turn the page of Zion. Balchov, bebeinonis. We know the din is balchov. You don't take from the top stuff. You take from beinonis. Rashi says, b'mesachas gittin aperekan izakin. Right? Straight up. We learned this way back. B'chitim, if you want to say, sorry, Rakiva kol balchov, nami be'idis. Maybe he's of the opinion that balchov is be'idis. Iklim infrach, then you can come and you can knock that out by saying, mala balchov, shekein yofer kocho b'nizakin. Tomer behektish, shehura kocho b'nizakin. How are you trying to go ahead and compare to a regular case of a balchov who has stronger koach in reference to going to collect? You're going to go and say that with hektish, which has a weaker ability to go and collect? We know that Bedek HaBayis is not able to go out and get from the Zakin, so also it's not able to go and get from the Idis. So Rabbi Akiva can't be talking about a case of where a person's, pledging to give something to Bedek HaBayis. Says the Gemara, okay, let's go back to the Zakin. Really, we're talking about a case of where our shore comes and he does. It gores a shore of Hektish. And you ask, but shore Eyu Amarchon of the shore shall Hektish, says shore Eyu, not of Hektish. Rabbi Akiva, some of the Kribishim of Manasseh. He holds, like Kribishim of Manasseh, who argues with the way that you understand that pasuk, and he says, "No, you're chayev, even if it goes against Bedek HaBayis." The Tanya, as we learned in a braisa, Rabbi Shimon ben Asi Omer, Shoshal Hektish, Shinach Shoshal Hedyot Pater. If the Hektish gores a Hedyot, it's Pater. But Shoshal Hedyot, Shinach Shoshal Hektish. But if it's a flip, Hedyot, like the time, being moved and Mishalim Nezik Shalim, you gotta pay full price. So Rabbi Akiva clearly is going in the world of Shimon ben Asya. There's going to be chayiv even when it comes to hektish. Frak the Gemara, iha, and therefore you can take from Idis. Says the Gemara, iha, if that's really true, then you tell me Rabbi Akiva holds a Shimon ben Asya, then Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Akiva, mimai de be Idis de benizak, de nizak v'zibur is the mazik pligi, delma de kuli ama bid de nizak shamina. Why is it? And yesterday we explained that the machlokas between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva is be'idis de nizak v'diburis de mazik pligi, that they're arguing over. When we said the case is that the the Iddis, the better land belongs to the one who got damaged, and the worst land is the one who damages when they are equal, and that's the case you're talking about. The Gemara says Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva are arguing according to that in that particular instance. There, Rabbi Shmuel says, the Torah says, the damager has to pay from his only has to pay from his worst land, which is equal to the best land of the other guy. And Rabbi Akiva would say, no, he's got to pay from the best land. Why did you establish that was a machlokas? Dilma Dekuli Alma B'denizek Shemiman. Maybe everyone would agree in that case that we would take a look and see what's Iddis in reference to the damaged, the person who got damaged in his stuff, and therefore the one who's the damager can pay with any of the fields that are equal to the Iddis of the damaged person. The Hacha, and really here in the Braisa, really, Rabbi Shimon Rabbi Kiva just arguing about the halacha. If you have a regular shore that gores a shore of hektish, then which is the machlokes of Rabbi Shimon Manasseh and the Chachamim, meaning to say, Rabbi Kiva heard Rabbi Shimon teach that his halacha was talking about coming from Iddis is only in reference to a regular, like a regular situation. But if you're talking about Hekdish, it's not able to go ahead and get from the collect for damages. Rabbi Kiva argues on that, and he says that they're also able to get from Iddis. That straight up, Rabbi Kiva, Savra Kirby Shimba Manasseh, Rabbi Shimba Savra Kirabanan. Why don't we just say that that's a machlokas? Zerna. Im Kane, if that's really the case, you want to say that Rabbi Akiva doesn't argue with Rabbi Shmuel in reference to Iddis that can be given for Nizakin, my lo bahakosov. Rash explained that the Lashon of Loba Hakosov, Rabbi Akiva is coming to say that he's arguing Rabbi Shmuel's way of learning the Pasuk also, and therefore it's talking about damaging a regular one also, not just of Hektish. Va'od, and furthermore, my kal v'chomer l'hektish. What would the sentence kal v'chomer l'hektish mean? If you want to suggest that Rabbi Kiva is going to be maskim to Rabbi Shmuel, that we're going to be makel in reference to the payment of paying back for damages of things that are regular, that aren't Hektish, how could Rabbi Kiva then say that, of course, we would be makel when it comes to that of Hektish? That makes sense. That should be more machmir. Ve'od, and furthermore, Hamar Ravashi, Tanya Behedya, Ravashi says it was also said straight up that Rabbi Kiva actually argues with Rabbi Shmuel in reference to the type of land that's given over for damages. Meitav Sadeo, Meitav Karmel Yishalin, the Pasuk says that, and Meitav Sadeo shall Nizak, Meitav Karmel shall Nizak, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Kiva Omer, Meitav Sadeo shall Mazik, Meitav Karmel shall Mazik. So clearly they are not agreeing with one another in that area. Kum Tuchais, nice try, but really we come out with Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva are arguing whether the damager has to pay with his own Iddis, and also they're arguing about whether the Bedek Habayis is able to get stuff if its ox gets gored. Now buckle your seatbelt because we're going to go on a long journey together. Look at the Halakha Gemara. Rami Leah Bayel Ravi comes and says, we've got a bit of a problem here. Ksiv, it says, Meitav Sigdeyu, Meitav Karmi Shalim, that the person has to go and pay. If I go and I damage your stuff, I got to pay with the best of the field and the best of the vineyards, which means Meitav in the best, Midia Chmini Lo. And it can't be for something which is not the best. Ve'otanya Aiba, we have a brisa that says, Yoshiv. This is talking about when I, let's say I dig a bore, a pit. And the damages, the Pasuk says, Bala bor yishalim kesev yoshiv labayla v'ameis yehlo. The owner of the pit shall pay, he shall return money to its owner. And then I get to keep that animal that's damaged over there. The rabbi shava kesev is coming to include shava kesev, afilu subin, and even subin, which is bran. Rashi says, Yashiv kesef yashiv lebalav. The havali lemichtav balabor yishalim kesef lebalav. Yashiv because of Rechon Olamadi. Why do I have the word Yashiv in there? Holkvar ksiv yishalim, the rabbis kol hashvus is going to say any type of returning over here. Even bran, which is something which is clearly not the highest level. It's not the superior quality here. It says, Gemara lo kasha. Kan mi daito, kan bal karcho. That is, if I damage you and I go and I pay my own accord without a whole
hoopty lav going to court and causing a whole issue over here. Then Rashi says, midaito, imishalim le mazik nisko, midaito, dalo atrichi, let's oka love a bezdin. You have to go to a bezdin, a whole balagan, then shakal subin, then you can do subin, even the lowest quality, even low quality stuff. Valemino rotse, a mazik lishalim, if I don't want to pay, if I damage you, then nisko lenizak, elaba bezdin, dainu bal karcho, imishalim elab kesef, then I've got to go pay a little bit more. It's got to be the top of the top over here. I'm going to liberate Rabbi Loite. Can I make also bring that out from the, it's also inferred from the actual Lashon, Duchsif, Yishalim, Balkarchos, means you will not pay, which means against your will. Then you have to pay the top of the top. In fact, the Gemara, Malay Rabbaye, Miksiv Yishulam, does it say shall be paid? Which means it's like a Lashon of Balkarcho, like it will be taken care of. Yishalim Ksiv, Midaitamash, it says Yishalim, which sounds like it's from his Das, therefore you don't have a Rai over here. So he said, okay, Elam Rabbi Kidamar. We go, with the way we understand this stira over here is according to the following idea. The time you were learned in a Braisa, Harisha, how you lo batim sadu sukramim. Let's say I have houses, I have fields, I have vineyards. And let's say, as Rashi points out, we're talking about over here, that it's worth 200 zuz, which in such a case, if someone has a value of 200 zuz, then he's not going to take meiser ani anymore. But he has to sell his fields or house in order to get money, in order to have food. Well, let's say I'm not able to sell it because no one's buying it from Venu Motzi Lamocha. I'm not successful doing it. The Machilin or so Maiser Ani Ad Mechsa. You can give Maiser Ani up till half of the value of the fields over here. So let's say I have 200 zuz worth, then I'm able to get 100 zuz worth of Maiser Ani. The Have Ba Mar, and Mar asked a question about that. Hey Chidama, what exactly is the case? Like, why wasn't he able to sell it? I huzel aras adukuliyama. If everyone's land went down in price, let's say my land also went down in price, then I feel tuvanamilisvile. We should give him even more than half of it. The hazol dukuliyama nami, because everyone's land went down, and therefore he's looked upon as an ani. He's able to get my ani straight up. Ella de okir aras adukuliyama. Everyone's value went up, but his. I did the oil for because of the fact that he was running around trying to make a business deal, then the value of his land went down because people saw him running over there. They said, he'll probably have to take less money. He needs it badly, supply and demand. So, no problem. Beep, turn the page, I'm in base. I feel the portanami lo livsele. Then we shouldn't even give him anything. Because his land is really worth 200 zuz. Rashi Shari Shavas Karkos of Martim Zuz. Now, luckily, if you have that much value, you don't get my sa'ani. So, say, if I'm a Mar Allah, and Mar said in this, Mar Sigma Rabba, Lotzricha. What's the case that we need this? So, we're talking about over here that there's, we're going to talk about that the land goes up and down in value. The Biyomi Nisan Yikra Arasa, that in the days of Nisan, the land is more expensive. Biyomi Tishrei Zal Arasa, in the days of Tishrei, the value goes down. Dukuliyama Natre Ad Nisan Mazabne, and everyone therefore is going to wait until Nisan when the price goes up and then sell their land. Vahai, but this guy, a whole of Itzchale Zuze, the guy needs money. Zabin Kadashta, he's forced to sell it to the price it is now, which is the lower price. So on the one hand, we could say this guy's a poor guy because it's not worth 200 zuz right now. On the other hand, they're worth 200 zuz to anyone will hold on to the time to sell it. So therefore we say, okay, let's give the guy my sarani up to make up for the loss that he's going to get for selling it now. And this is what the price is saying. The price is just going up to half the value of what he has now. Ad palga or chilemeza. Because why? It's a normal thing for people to go and the value of it can drop as much as in half in Tishrei, tfei lavor chalimezo. But it's not normal that it's going to drop more than that amount. Now let's borrow that to be able to explain that Abaye's question. Hachanami gabe nizakin. We can say the same thing over here when it comes to damages. Remember, we asked the question on the one end. It says they got to pay from the top of the top, and the other end says it could be even any sort of value of money, which even brand, even low quality stuff. So we say v'achinami gabi nizakim. We say the same idea over here. This principle, Rashi says nami b'hachi mitzu koi kegon debiyomi nisan yaka arisa v'yomi tishrei zol. That nisan, the value goes up and tishrei goes down. V'hizik b'tishrei
Hizik b'Tishrei, and we're talking about a case when he was mazik during the month of Tishrei. Shava mana uba ligvos mana mikarkos of a mazik v'dino b'keidus k'dichsev meitav. So let's read inside now. V'halchanan b'gabin izakin dine k'idus, that I say the damage is done in Tishrei when the value of the land is lower. The damaged party's right is able to get from idus from the top stuff. V'amar lei, but if the guy says to the damager, Havli beninis tfe porte, you know, don't give me a small amount of good land, rather give me a bigger piece of beninis land. Amalei can say back to him, Ishakot kedinach, if you take the better land, okay, then shkol kadashta, take as it is right now. V'ilo, but if you don't want to take this better land, but you want to take beninis, shkol kiyukra delakame, then you got to take the higher future price in Nisan. So therefore, the way we understand this is as follows. One pasuk, he's got to pay for the top of the top, is teaching that the damaged party has the right to take idis if he wants. But the second pasuk, which says that, you know, taking from any amount, is teaching that the one who got damaged, that if he wants to take the beninis, he's got to take it the price that's going to be in the expensive season when the season changes. Which means he's going to end up getting a little bit less land because the value of how much he damaged, if the value of the land goes up, he's only going to get a little bit, he'll get less of a beinus. Maskel for Rav Acha bar Yaakov, im kein, if it's really true that the one who got damaged, the nizak, has to take the higher value if he wants to take something other than idis, harata kochan shel nizakin eitzel beinus v'ziburis, then you weaken the power of those that got, of the nizak, in reference to collecting from Beninus and Ziburis, from the average and lower lands. And that doesn't make sense. To Achmana Amar Mimetiv, it says, from the best. Which means, Va'atamar Beninus and Ziburis Namilo, and you're saying he's not even able to get from Beninus and Ziburis unless he takes a higher value. Why should it be that he should lose out? Why should he be the one who's getting messed over, right? That's a little bit not fair over here. So the Gemara has to kind of abandon that approach over here. That doesn't really work. So in the end, though, we do see that there is such a concept. So how can we apply this concept somewhere else? Elamar Vachar Yaakov, Ikel Demuyah, if you want to compare it to something, this idea that we just said, Rashi's Lahad the Rabbah, that Rabbah brought up, Lebal Chov Medamele, can be compared to a case of a Bal Chov. That means someone who lends to a lender who's collecting debt during Tishrei. So if I go and I lend something to you and I want to collect from it, Balchov dine b'beninis, we know the din of the Balchov is dine b'beninis. But if he says to the donor of money, Havli ziburis tfei porta, instead of giving me a small amount of beninis, give me a bigger one of ziburis, Amalei, the guy can say back, if you want to take the beninis, take it right now. Shkol kedashta. V'lo, but if you don't want to take from Beinus, but you want it from Ziburis, and Shkil Kiyukra Delakame, you have to take according to the higher valuation in the future, and that's where you can go and apply it. In fact, the Gemara, but even that is questionable. If it's really true that the one who's lending is forced to accept a higher value if he wants to take Ziburis, a lower level, not the Delapifnei 11, you're going to now lock the doors in front of those who would lend. They're not going to lend anymore. Dharma Lei, because the lender is going to say, Ilu Hava Lizuze, if I would still have the money that I lent you, I wouldn't have lent it to you in the first place. Hava Shakli Kedahashta, I would, because I can right now buy Ziburis at the lower value. Hashta de Zuze Gabach, but now the money's by you. Esko Kiyurka Lekame, I'm going to take it like at a higher valuation later on. I would never lend to you. So it can't be that that's the case over here. So where would it apply? Elam Rav Achabri Doravika. If you want to compare it to something, then the ksuvas ishim, I mean, you can compare it to a ksuba of a woman. Rashi says, get, but Tishrei gives a get in Tishrei, vizilu arasei, and the land is less value. And the ksuba was, I'm sorry, matayim. Vedina lemigve miziburis, because maskinah hasam, like we say, perakar izakin, takes some miziburis. Let's read inside. Ksuvas isha v'damin. Daha ksuvas isha, dina, Beziburis, the right of going, taking the ksuba of the woman, is from Ziburis, from the lowest level of land. V'i amr lei, ihi, if she were to speak up and say to her ex-husband, right, that havli beninis batsir porta, don't give me
a bigger piece of land, which is a chrefti piece of land. Let's go, we have levels 1, 2, and 3. Either is Beinus and Zivurus. I don't want the third level land, which is bigger. Give me a smaller amount, but of Beinus, of level 2 land. If you want to take right now, but if not, take according to the higher value in the future. Mikol makom kasha. Oh, there was a side point. The bottom line, you still have a kasha about the two different psukim over here. Are you allowed to take, is it from the best of the stuff, or is it from the brand? Like, how do we deal with that? Rav says, kol d'yayivle, whatever the damager gives the damagee, b'meita v'leisavle. He's got to be from the top of the top. So now we don't have a problem anymore, because we said, oh, it's the best, but it's the brand. The answer is that what? Even though the damager is allowed to pay with brand, but if he wants to do that, it's got to be the top-level brand. And therefore, we answered up the issue here. I have hametav sadeh uksiv, which means it's got to pay with the best. The mashmos is that the chiev to pay with the best is only if he's paying with his land. Says Rashi, eat kedik amar tuchtav metav stama. Just say metav. Why does it say metav sadeu? The Gemara says Ella ki asar apapa Rav Huna b'ed Rav Yishua mi big brav. For sure, they explained this follows. Kol mili metavu. Everything is considered metav. The ilum is damin hacha. Because if you're not able to sell something here, you could sell it in another place. Mivar mi'ara, except for land. That's true with every item, except when it comes to land. The lace of lay mimetiv, right? Because you can't take land to move it somewhere else. So therefore, when you pay with land, the lace of lay mimetiv, he has to go and give it from mativ. Ki hechi delikvos halazvina, so a buyer is going to jump and go end up buying it. So that's how we ended up over there, that when it comes to other items, you know, one man's trash is another man's treasure. So everyone can consider mativ in every other place. But when it discusses land, that's dafka talking about land. This means such a situation that it's considered mativ where it is because it's not able to be moved. Okay, my friends, we are going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.